We start today's program with water, not a small topic here in the desert. The Arizona Department of Water Resources is starting a 36-city tour of the state to present its strategic vision for water supply sustainability. ADWR Director Sandy Fabritz-Whitney says this is a new approach for the agency.
This one's a little bit different because it's comprehensive. It's statewide. It's the entire state of Arizona. We've sort of brought it all together, all our years of history, you know, all the work that we've done throughout the last 30 years or so, have pulled it all together in a comprehensive format and have looked actually beyond the water supplies and the demands, but also on possible strategies for closing any future imbalances between water supply and demand.
It must be so difficult when creating a vision because you sort of have to take everything into account. We don't know whether, you know, acts of God like drought or whether there'll be some extra demand. So how difficult, what are the biggest challenges in putting together such a long-term strategic plan?
It's interesting because we are in the grips of a very long drought. We've been in drought for over a decade and a half, and it's a pretty deep drought. So it's, you know, we have to kind of look at, that's a separate issue. And so drought is shortage, and that's an immediate shortage. A particular water supply may not be as abundantly available as it typically is. This is looking past that. It's taking into account that, you know, we may have reductions in supplies in the future, but what we're looking at is the long term. And the long term, we look at, you know, we incorporate drought into that, but it's not, you know, it's not every day. Really what we're working with are assumptions. We're working with assumptions for growth. You know, are we going to grow to this level?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, right off the bat, you know, we're working with something, you know, we look at projections and population. You know, we could grow more, we could grow less, you know, anything could happen there, but we're looking at the long-term average. We look at water supplies the same way. We could have drought, we could have years of you know, storms and high flows. So it's taking sort of that middle road and trying to evaluate over the next 50 to 100 years what this, you know, what will look like. And then you bring into that other things like industry, power production, mining, you know, golf courses, you know, how are people going to construct their homes, you know, all that. So it's very difficult when you're looking that far in the future because, like you said, anything could happen. And so we have to base it on what we do know and looking at today, but also assuming that we will continue to become more efficient over time and that there will be technological advances in the use of, you know, reclaimed water, treated wastewater, those things. So
Arizona has been given a lot of credit for being ahead of other states when it comes to water planning. Is that still the case? And another, based on a chart that I'm looking at that I know you're looking at as well, state's population has grown 472% in 5 decades, but total water use is actually down a fraction of a percent. I presume that all plays into how well Arizona has planned.
Yeah, it's a direct reflection of how well we've planned, but also the water management strategies that we've employed. The water use, and we looked back to the 50s when, you know, we really started developing water supplies, and our water use was about just over 7 million acre feet. 1 acre foot is enough to feed or to provide water to 2 to 3 families for an entire year. So we're talking 7 million of those. So we're about 7 million acre feet. We went up in 1980, but the state actually was very proactive in implementing and passing a law, the Groundwater Management Act, which required mandatory water conservation. And that efficiency and that reduction in use in 2011, we were below 7 million acre feet. And that's been the general trend has since 1980 been a downward trend. And yet we've had significant, like you said, increases in population. We're just becoming more efficient, you know, not only in our municipal sector, you know, our homeowners, but our agricultural water use, our industries are much more efficient. So, I mean, that's a direct reflection of Arizona's long history of managing its water supplies. And we haven't really been given credit until very recently, and we really, really made a push of, you know, that graph in particular has been very helpful and demonstrating that, yeah, Arizona's on the front. We've been employing conservation for a very long time, and it's actually working.
You're working against, again, this perception of this lack of believability that when you live in a desert, you actually can have enough water for the future. Are you convinced that with a good strategic plan, that can be the case?
I am absolutely convinced that can and will continue to be the case. Our history shows back to even before we were a state, you know, you had farmers and ranchers here in the Salt River Valley in Phoenix who put their land up as collateral to build Roosevelt Dam. And that was a big investment. And maybe they knew it, and maybe they didn't know it at the time, but that really set the stage for Arizona moving forward and the prosperity that we would see now and into the future. You know, that one water supply, that one act really moved this state forward.
One presumes the state will need to invest more financially to implement any sort of significant changes that might be needed. Is that the case, first of all? And what sort of part of the plan is that to convince lawmakers, to convince elected officials that we're on the same page on this?
Yeah, that's the difficult part. You know, our successes can sometimes, you know, we can kind of be blinded by our successes. You know, we have the drought right now, and that's an easy thing to see right now, but people look at drought as short-term. Now, this definitely hasn't been a short-term drought. This has been a long-term drought, and how that will affect us moving forward in the future is still that open-ended question. But, you know, it's hard to convince people that you need to do something now for, you know, 20, 50, 100 years in the future. But cost is usually a good way to do that. It's going to be, you know, it's going to cost more money to develop water supplies. It's not huge when you look at the overall cost of water. I was looking at it today. You know, we pay $3 or more, reluctantly, for gasoline. That same gallon, you know, a water equivalent for treated, clean, drinking water is less than 1 cent per gallon. And any increases that we're looking at in the cost of water into the future, we've looked at the whole gamut of developing locally available water supplies, reusing water supplies, more conservation, all the way to ocean desal, and desalinating water so that we can bring that into Arizona from either the Pacific Ocean or the Sea of Cortez. The increase in cost, you know, on a per unit basis, so looking at a per gallon basis, is still less than 1 cent per gallon. And so it's incredible, you know, when you're talking about these things, it sounds like it's going to, you know, because you're investing potentially millions of dollars into these facilities, mm-hmm. but when you pull that apart and you look at it on a per unit cost, it's still less than 1 cent per gallon for something that, you know, is vital to our existence.
Sandy Fabritz-Whitney is the director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources. This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. So can Arizona's strategic vision for water supply sustainability overcome the dramatic impact of drought? California recently declared a drought emergency. With me for a few minutes from the road is the state climatologist for Arizona, Dr. Nancy Sellover. She's also a member of the governor's drought task force. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
So how is our situation different from California? Should people start worrying that we're on the cusp of some sort of drought emergency?
Over the last year, relative to where we were a year ago in January, we're in a little bit better shape than we were then. Back then, we had every part of the state that was in some level of drought, and we had at least 38% of the state in severe drought or worse. Right now, we only have 25% in severe or worse, and we have 16% in no drought at all.
But I think people might be concerned looking at the winter. Here in the Valley, I'm sure people, when they hear 10 degrees above normal in the winter, they think, oh, 78 degrees, mostly sunny, but no rain. How much of an impact could one dry winter have on that?
It will have a huge impact because the last two winters have both been very dry. So we're really hoping that we don't have a third one that's exceptionally dry.
Nancy, how many years have we been in an official drought, and how does that compare historically to this region?
We're approaching 20 years. We're definitely in our second decade. We've had 60-year droughts, not in measured history, but back around 1,000 years ago, we've seen one 60 years. We've had 30-year droughts in the center of the century, of the 20th century, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So we're not the longest that we've had in certainly our recorded history that we've been around to measure. But we have a lot more people here than we had before, so it's a different issue.
Can a drought be overcome in a desert environment like we have, particularly here in the Valley, or will the impact of climate change, as we get to more of that, make the situation even more troublesome and harder to overcome?
It could make it harder to overcome. It's an issue of not just getting rain, but when we get precipitation, when winter storms come, if the temperatures are higher than places we're at new elevations, 5,800 feet, 5,000, 6,200.
And I think we may have lost Nancy Sellover from the road on a rough cell phone.
And it's not so good for our water resources.
Nancy, we lost you for a couple of seconds there. What steps would you like to see to taken to ward off the effects of drought? I talked with Sandy Faberts Whitney. What about conservation? How important is that as we deal with the effects of drought?
Conservation is really important. Since 1980, the Phoenix metropolitan area has decreased our per capita water use by a huge amount. So we're being much more conservative, both as a result of regulation as well as people just conserving personally. But we need to continue to do that. And remember, we live in a desert. So we don't need to pretend that we have a lot of water, even though our reservoir system does a really good job for us.
Well, as I mentioned earlier as well, Arizona has been credited with doing a good job of planning when it comes to the water supply. You mentioned the desert. We're already up against a challenge because of that. Do you think it's still the case that people have a good idea of planning for water? Is there a feeling that we think about this all the time historically, that when the Central Arizona Project came to be, people in different realms of the political spectrum came together? Do you see that kind of environment? Do we need that kind of environment to make sure Arizona's water supply is sustainable?
Oh, absolutely. Because, of course, we're going to be saying California is in significant issue right now. 90% of California is in severe drought. They are the main the Colorado River water that we share with them. So all of the states are going to need to come together and work together through this.